Okay, Lissa Walker-Campbell, we are back with you at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. A quick reminder tonight, you can follow us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. And if you missed a particular interview, check us out at our podcast page at yahoosportsradio.com/podcast. And I tell you what, it is hard to believe June is quickly coming to a close, and summer 2014, it is in full swing. And I know for all of our baseball fans that listen to our show, they're looking so forward to Major League Baseball's annual All-Star Fan Fest that is just around the corner, coming up in July 11th through the 14th in Minneapolis. And one of the highlights each and every year is the live auction. It is always a big attraction. It will feature this year some limited edition authentic baseball memorabilia, and we're thrilled to have with us David Hunt, the president of Hunt Auctions, who is with us to discuss the outlook for this year's auction and the treasure trove of all those historic baseball items. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, David.
Absolutely. Great to be here.
Let me share some background for all of our listeners. Hunt Auction, you guys have been the leader in sports memorabilia for over 21 years. Numerous former players and their families have trusted collections with Hunt Auctions. We're certainly a lot of anticipation coming into this season because they'll have a Lou Gehrig autographed mitt. That is the headline item.
Yeah, it's such a special piece, and we've been really fortunate to deal with so many different players and their families and the leagues, Louisville Slugger, different companies over the years. And the Major League Baseball Fan Fest auction each year is certainly one of the most anticipated events throughout the calendar year, this being the 10th anniversary of our participation with them. And you're correct, the leader sort of the items going in this year's roster would be Lou Gehrig's glove that he signed for a gentleman, a family friend, back in the 1930s, and, you know, such a great story behind it, because Lou and Eleanor Gehrig were fans of the opera and music, became to know folks in vaudeville, and actually Eleanor Gehrig even participated in sheet music, writing sheet music back then. So sort of long story short, they befriended this family who had a young boy by the name of Howard Henderson, and he was so lucky to have had a catch with Lou Gehrig out in the yard of the Henderson family home.
Yeah.
Back in the 1930s, and here's the glove, you know, all these years later, signed by Gehrig to young Howard, and he retained it all these years and just thought this was the right time to share it.
Yeah, and kept the glove in his possession, as you're talking about, all those years, close to, 80 years, and now co-signing it for this year's auction. Well, what are some of the additional headliners in this year's auction and some of the items that will be out there?
Sure. I mean, we always sort of have a mix. We like to have things that are sort of important and significant on a national level, and then obviously focus on some regional related materials to wherever the game happens to be that year. So sort of some of the highlight singular pieces would be a Jackie Robinson professional model bat from the 1950s. That should be about 50 to 100,000. We have Roy Campanella's Hall of Fame induction ring consigned right by his family. That should be about the same thing, 50 to 100,000. A number of things signed by Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig, which are always popular. Obviously, they're going to be in the anywhere from several thousand up to 10 or 20,000. And then there's quite a few items that really obviously relate to the Minnesota Twins franchise. All the great players: Harmon Killebrew, Kirby Puckett, Paul Molitor, ranging from game use items to autograph pieces. And that's something we always focus on, and Major League Baseball likes us to do as well, is to have something for everybody. So while we're discussing things that are in certain cases tens of thousands of dollars, many of these pieces are, $100, $200, $500, where fans can get involved, get something, an authentic vintage piece of memorabilia that might relate to their favorite team or player.
Well, yes, over 450 items, I'm looking at the press release, will be sold to bidders, including, as you were saying, a large number of items that are related to the Minnesota Twins franchise. But how much excitement and anticipation with the fact that it is in the Minneapolis region this year? And many of those loyal Twin fans, they're going to be making a huge impact to make this auction a success.
Yeah, I think that is a very important point. I mean, each year, Major League Baseball obviously moves it from city to city, and we found over the years we've done this that sometimes sort of the smaller market regional cities end up actually supporting the event, maybe in some ways better than a larger city, just because there's, it's more focal. It's more focused and targeted as to what's going on during that week, where really the All-Star Game sort of becomes the end-all destination, especially the Fan Fest, for that entire week while we're in town. And we love to do it. It's fun to see, even during the appraisal fair, where, fans can bring down things or email or call in to find out what their items are worth. So we have experts out there that do that as well, which is always just sort of a fun element of it to see what people have and what the things are worth.
Okay, Major League Baseball's annual All-Star Fan Fest, and we're talking about the big auction that's going to be coming up. We're looking forward to that with the president of Hunt Auctions, and that is David Hunt. And of course, this year's Fan Fest, you guys will conduct daily silent auctions for visitors at the All-Star. And what kind of things will you be featuring there?
Well, again, that's things we just want to make sure that folks that are physically coming down to the event, because you have to bid in person on those pieces, are going to have some fun with it. So they're going to range from literally $25 to $1,000 a piece, obviously with a heavy Minnesota flavor, lots of autograph things. I mean, just things that are there to have fun and enjoy the event itself. And also some good buys as well. So it can be fun on both ends.
Okay, so for all of our listeners tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, yahoosportsradio.com, where can they, David, find out more information and participate?
Sure. If you go to huntauctions.com, all the icons there, just to click on the All-Star Game Auction. It has all the items up for bid. And there's online bidding taking place now. That'll continue until the Monday before the event. So you can bid and participate there, register to bid online or on, you know, via telephone live during the auction as well.
Okay, the president of Hunt Auctions has been with us, and that is David Hunt at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We sincerely appreciate you joining us tonight. Thank you so much, David.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.